had you stayed in Germany, what would you have played? What are 6'8", 300-pound guys do in Germany?
Probably wouldn't have gotten to that kind of size, I guess. But, you know, I mean, I played soccer and swimming for a while. And I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I played football over there, so...
Did you swim as a kid?
I did.
What, backstroke? Breaststroke?
I mean, I did it all. Probably backstroke was probably my best.
So how did football evolve? Just because of size? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I was tall. I don't think I was that big. But I just, you know, tried it out one time. And, you know, I liked the physicality of it and team sport approach. And I kind of got hooked on it, I guess.
As a kid, did you dream of playing at Wembley?
I mean, you see mostly soccer matches over there, and you know, you don't really envision yourself doing it, so that's pretty cool. I mean, it's lucky enough to be in 09, so I mean, it's definitely a special stadium, a special place to be.
How did you decide to come to the States to play football? How did that work?
Well, I was offered a scholarship to the University of Houston, and
but they had seen you playing.
They came to Germany to watch me play there, and so. I mean, about a year later, after I got that offer, I came here. Well, came to Houston,
yeah,
and I went to college there and played football. And I was lucky enough to get drafted here to the Patriots.
Considering your German national, how excited to see the NFL growing in Europe, I guess.
I think it's great. I mean, when I first started, I don't think the media coverage was great. You know, like it's just I don't think anything competes with soccer. But I think it's growing. I think it's great, and you know, bringing the game over here to London. I think it's a great, you know, first step to pro the sport.
Do you try to sell it at all? I mean, how often do you get back to Germany? Do you go back once a year? Or?
Yeah, I try to. You know, I have family over here, go in Germany, and you know, try to visit them.
Do you get much of a media presence when you go back? I mean, do people interview you about American football, or is it just your whole family?
I mean, it happens. But I don't think it's that much. It's not too much.
As I recall, in NFL Europe, Germany is where it was the biggest hit.
Yeah, I think it had 5 out of 6.
Any reason for that? That it would appeal more in Germany than other France, even England, whatever?
I don't know. I mean, I can't really talk for the other countries, but I think the fans embraced it. You know, it was good. I mean, and, you know, that's how I learned about it. That's how I started playing, and much of my friends did the same thing.
From NFL Europe? Mm-hmm. That's how you start.
Is it a dream for a European guy to play in Europe for an NFL team?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great thing. I mean, you know, you don't get the chance very often to play at Wembley, so it's definitely a cool thing to do.
You've been to London much before?
It's my third time. So, not too much.
Why do you?
Here in 09.
09.
And then, so what was the other trip?
Or just family vacation, I guess.
You were a rookie here in 09. Fans are coming to see you today. Are they seeing a difference in basketball involvement? Have you grown over those 3 years?
Well, I hope so. Like I said, I'm a rookie here. I hope I've developed my craft. I hope I'm a better player than I was then. So, but I mean, you know, I work on this. My craft every day, and you know, hope to continue to grow at it.
Can you compare having played soccer as a kid, why you like football better than soccer, just on a personal level?
I don't know. I really enjoyed playing soccer. I guess it's, you know, it's the physicality of it I really enjoy, and you know, you don't get to hit people legally that often, so I mean, I guess it's a good way to do it.
What position did you play in soccer?
I was a sweeper.
We could run a little bit. Do Long and Quinn, they stay fixed on one side?
Or mostly. Okay. I mean, you never know what's going to
happen. What did you see of Long on film?
Yeah, I mean, his motor just stands out, you know. I mean, this guy never stops, and he's a strong guy. You know, he's a good athlete, and, you know. Yeah, I mean, just overall a well-rounded football player. He can rush the pass, obviously. He's a run stopper. I mean, he can do it all.
How'd the back come out of the flight? Do you ever worry those long flights are a little bit?
No, I mean, I'm kind of used to flying a while. You know, going to Germany is even longer flights. I'm not too worried about that.
How hard were the techniques for you to pick up in American football with feet and hands? Did it all? How much work did that take?
Well, I mean, I'm sure. Like any other sport, you know, you kind of learn what you have to do. And I mean, that's why you have coaches. That's why you practice every day and you work on it. And you know, as a football player, any profession, you know, trying to get better at it over time. And I think that's my approach.
What was the hardest part for you? in order to go making the adjustment, if you will.
I'm not sure. I'm sure that, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's
so
one.
Stands out then.
No, I don't think so.
Your position, defense attack, you were drafted originally behind the Super Sonic, and we've seen a lot of higher draft picks for it, and it seems like a difficult position to fill. What is it, what are the nuances of playing that position, and why it, is it such a difficult position?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think every position is you know, hard to learn, hard to do. I don't know where it really stands out. I mean, I think you've got to have a good mix of quickness, but you got to be strong as well. And I don't know, I think it's for other people to decide. You know, we just do kind of what we're told, I guess.
In terms of the flight over, Sebastian, everything goes sort of business as usual?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a long flight, but, you know, we flew to Seattle not too long ago, so it's kind of like the same distance, I guess. So time difference a lot more. But.
Tom Brady mentioned he slept on the flight.
Yeah, same here. I mean, well, you can sleep on the plane, but, you know, you try to catch a nap there.
Does it ever distress you? You know, we talk about wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks as skill positions. Where does that leave you with Mankins?
Well, that's
skill
positions
as
well,
skill players. Well,
no,
I would argue there's more skill in what you're doing.
I mean,
it's always kind of funny that, you know, the linemen are not skill positions, quote unquote.
Well, I mean, I guess we have 200 more pounds than some of the receivers, so I don't know. It doesn't bother me. It's just part of the job. And
does it abuse you at all? I mean, given the techniques you have to know,
blitzers. Just terminology. I don't think we read too much into that one.
You had the unique opportunity as a rookie to come out here, and you're from Europe, and it was probably a whirlwind just because you were going through your rookie season. Is it a little more, now that you've been in the league for a few years, coming back out here, you have a little more of an opportunity to maybe take it in and have a little different perspective than you had when you were a rookie?
Yeah, I think my approach to the game is the same, but like you were saying, I mean, I'm sure things have settled down. You know, I feel like I'm a better player than I was 4 years ago. And yeah, you know, and every experience, every trip is different, so I'm sure I'm going to enjoy this one too. And, but, you know, it's a business trip. Obviously trying to accomplish something, and, you know, see how that goes.
Do you have a lot of family here coming to the game? I mean, a lot of family that you know, from Germany?
They're not. I have some of my high school friends actually flying in, they're coming, and but my direct family.
Did you spend much time in England growing up? I mean, were you, or was it the first time 3 years ago? Was that the first time you were here?
No, I was here before that time, so that's my third time now, but I didn't spend too much time here.
Did you play any basketball as a kid?
I didn't know.
Any reason why, given your height?
I don't know.
And the lead into that is kind of, clearly basketball has done a great job, the NBA has done a great job of making itself a global game. You have suspected having grown up in Europe. Football is harder to catch on. Why do you think that is? Because it's more complex, or what?
I think that's what we're doing right here and right now, you know, bringing the game overseas and making it possible for other people to enjoy the game, be at the stadium, see it live, and hopefully catch us on. You know, I mean, it's the most popular sport in the States, and, you know, hopefully it catches on in Europe and other continents.
Sebastian, did you ever think when you were growing up in Europe that there'd be a day where you'd be back here playing American football?
No, I mean, obviously, especially when I just started playing it, you know, I mean, you kind of want to get the grasp of anything, you know, and then you go to college and try to get a hold of there and try to become a good player, and, you know, you don't really dream that far along, you know, but it's pretty cool. Experience.
And with this experience as it is, a huge event, does that make that even more special? Like, hey, you know what, I grew up on this continent, you know, and now I'm back here playing professionally.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fun. And, you know, with my other teammates here, and they ask me questions about this and that. And so, yeah, it's definitely a special event.
Sebastian, they tell us that continuity is important on the offensive line, yet you guys have had so many injuries this season. How have you dealt with it as a unit?
You know, I mean, injuries are, you know, just part of the league and part of the sport, and I think that's what training camp is for, and just regular practice. I mean, you practice with different combinations, and, you know, like last week, I mean, it's not the first time I played next to Nick, and those things happen, and I don't think it's, you know, that big of a deal. Obviously, you want nobody to be hurt and want the same guys in there, but, you know, it just kind of happens.
20 years from now, when you retire, any idea when you think you go back to Germany?